Tim Harden, simple song of freedom. This is KQ Newsbeat. Senate GOP leader Hugh Scott met with President Nixon early today. He told newsmen there was discussion of the demonstrations, the moratorium for tomorrow, and that the president shared the anguish of spirit which will be demonstrated tomorrow for those who have fallen. Thousands of students, professors, clergymen, and many public officials are expected to take part in tomorrow's moratorium demonstrations in Minnesota. As part of the largest popular demonstration in U.S. history, there will be speeches, marches, teach-ins, and pamphlets handed out by the thousands, all calling for peace. Several thousand are expected to march tomorrow morning from the University of Minnesota to the Federal Building in downtown Minneapolis, there to read the names of all the servicemen from Minnesota who have died in the Vietnam War. In the afternoon, there'll be a several hours long teach-in at the war, or a teach-in on the war at the university campus. There will be observances at all six state colleges and at least half a dozen private schools in the state. At least 30 public schools in the Twin Cities are planning programs observing the moratorium. In Wilmer, Minnesota, college students, clergymen, and high school students are all planning marches through parts of town. Senator Walter Mondale of Minnesota and Georgia legislator Julian Bond are scheduled to speak at McAllister College tomorrow night. Dick Gregory will be speaking at Mankato State College. Senator Eugene McCarthy will be in Princeton, New Jersey for a march and observances at Princeton University. Governor Lavender says he does not plan to take part in any activity. Former Vice President Humphrey says he will spend the day talking with students about the Vietnam War and other international issues. In Golden Valley Lutheran College, just outside the Twin Cities, another kind of demonstration is planned. Most of the 250 students at the two-year school are expected to spend most of their day praying. Continuous 15-minute prayer sessions have been scheduled in the college chapel where students are expected to go to join in praying for international peace. KQ Weather Brief, variable cloudiness tonight, mostly cloudy Wednesday and Wednesday evening. Chance of light rain late Wednesday, changing to snow Wednesday night. Low tonight 35, high tomorrow near 45. A 40% chance of showers Wednesday afternoon and a 60% chance of light snow, Wednesday evening. Skies are cloudy, winds southwesterly at 13. KQ temperature reading 42. This is Alan Stone. Brian Auger, Julie Driscoll, and the Trinity, Laura Nero to save the country. It's 10:18.
YES, an emergency and referral telephone service for youth, has changed its hours. You can now receive help in solving a variety of medical, legal, psychiatric, drug, and other problems by calling 338-7588 between 12 noon and 4 in the morning.
KQ cares.
War babies. God, you're a disgrace. War babies.
John D. Laudermilk. It's called War Babies. Magoo's New City Opera House announces the return of the litter. Yes, this Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th, visit Magoo's and see the fabulous litter return, along with the incomparable White Lightning on Saturday night only, and the Perspectives. That's this Friday night for the return of the litter at Magoo's New City Opera House, 2933 Nicollet, the original and the best. Magoo's, where exciting things always happen. Come Friday and Saturday night this week and see the return of the litter, along with White Lightning on Saturday night and the Perspectives. Magoo's, on Saturday, October 16th, it's Santana, backed by local groups. Goodbye.
KQRS Dayton Stereo Spotlight. Here is the album we have placed in the Dayton Spotlight this week.
That's the way it ends. I Want You, She's So Heavy, from Abbey Road, The Beatles, the album placed in the Dayton's Stereo Spotlight for this week. Very special price in this album at all Dayton stores. For this week only, $3.99. That's from now through Saturday. Abbey Road by The Beatles, $3.99 at Dayton's. Abbey Road. An album that will probably stand as a landmark of sorts. Most important album the Beatles have done since Sgt. Pepper. Music like Come Together, Something, Carry That Weight, Golden Slumbers, well, on and on. A fine album. Abbey Road, The Beatles. Available at Dayton's record shops, all stores. From Golden Valley, Twin Cities Contemporary Stereo, this, KQRS AM and FM. We finally got our copy of Led Zeppelin II, second Led Zeppelin album. So here's some of the music. Led Zeppelin II. Just not available in stores yet. Should be within the next couple days. We'll get back to more of the new Led Zeppelin album a bit later in the program tonight. I'm Alan Stone. The program's Night Watch.
Danny presents Times Square Tonight. Oliver, Pepper Frog, Zarathustra, and of course, Danny's Reasons. Monday night is Wine Night, 7th and 4th Avenue, formerly Diamond Lil's. Dig.
It ain't nothing.
Bob Dylan from the album The Times Are Changing, with God on our side. It's 16 until 11 o'clock. Night Watch, Trip 1, on KQAM and FM Stereo. Come to where the action is. Come to the Labor Temple. This coming Sunday, the Great Rock Artist Parade continues with, nobody this Sunday night. No concert this Sunday evening. However, we'll make this preview time and give you a little advance notice of some of the great acts that are going to be hitting the Labor Temple in the next few weeks to come. October 26th, Beast and John Lee Hooker. Taj Mahal, November 2nd. And November 8th, Poco. To receive the regular schedule of events at the Labor Temple, write to Temple, Post Office Box 4411, Minneapolis, Minnesota. No concert this coming Sunday evening, but make plans now for October 26th, Beast and John Lee Hooker. Time Woman, one of those around. It's from the album called Shh, or backwards, 10 years after Music on Night Watch. Down on the corner, Creedence Clearwater Revival, their newest release. KQ News beat. Senator Gaylord Nelson of Wisconsin said today he'll ask the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to withhold another permit that would allow the Reserve Mining Company to continue dumping its taconite ore waste into Lake Superior. Nelson claims the so-called sand-like taconite tailings, which are dumped into the lake at the rate of 60,000 tons a day, are polluting the lake. The company calls the move unreasonable. The head of the Minnesota AFL-CIO, David Rowe, predicted in Duluth that both Minneapolis and St. Paul will soon have to pass 1% sales taxes, like that one recently approved by voters in Duluth. Rowe said approval of the so-called piggyback tax, which is tacked onto the 3% state sales tax, means state legislators will no longer have to worry about increasing state aid to the financially troubled cities. Passage of the tax in Duluth, said Rowe, means that conservative legislators now feel that they can starve Minneapolis and St. Paul into a similar fashion and force passage of sales taxes in those two cities. The House Ways and Means Committee has tentatively approved an administration bill extending unemployment insurance to more uncovered workers. The decision, subject to final approval, would provide unemployment compensation to about one-fourth of the 16 million workers who presently cannot claim weekly benefits. And finally in the news, demonstrations are expected across the country tomorrow to support calling a moratorium in the fighting in Vietnam. Some House members are seeking to make it an all-night session to demonstrate their support for the moratorium. Cold tomorrow, low tonight near 35, high tomorrow in the mid-40s. 40% chance of rain in the afternoon on Wednesday and a 60% chance of snow for tomorrow night. Current KQ temperature reading is 42, winds southwesterly at 13. This is Alan Stone. Roberta Flack, vocal and piano, compared to what? On Atlantic, a Les McCann discovery, as it were. This is Night Watch, Trip 1. Provide medical and dental care for the poor. Reverend Ralph David Abernathy, recorded in the Twin Cities at the Evangelical Conference held a couple of weeks ago. From Golden Valley, Twin Cities Contemporary Stereo, KQRS AM and FM. This hour brought to you by the Musicland Stores of Minneapolis and St. Paul. John Mayo, Johnny Allman, John Mark, and Steve Thompson. The album called The Turning Point, The Laws Must Change. This hour of music is being brought to you by the seven Twin Cities Musicland stores of Minneapolis and St. Paul, Knollwood Plaza, Apache Plaza, Southtown Center, and the Harmar Mall, the locations. For sheet music, check out Musicland first. When it comes to portable AM and FM transistor radios, Musicland has quite a variety to choose from. Sony and Lloyd's transistorized radios, and now it's possible to purchase an AM-FM transistor for about the same price that you used to have to pay for a good quality AM transistor radio just a few years ago. Musicland, with seven locations to serve you.